Welcome to another episode of The Computer Tutor, tips, tricks, and advice from a computer pro, without all the tech talk. And now, here is your computer tutor, Scott Johnson.
Well, hello there. Thanks for joining me today, and I am really glad you're here. What you are listening to is the very first episode of the Computer Tutor podcast. This is episode 000. And I want to just tell you who I am and what I have planned for this podcast. My name is Scott Johnson. I live here in the Tampa Bay area of Florida. I live here with my wife, Jeannie, who is actually originally from Maine. And we also have two grown children who are also local. Our son, David, lives here in Clearwater and teaches high school. And our daughter, Brianne, teaches elementary school in St. Petersburg. My wife taught first grade for about 17 years, so when you think about it, I teach computers, so we're really just a family of teachers. Here's a little background on me. I've been doing computer work for many, many years. I actually started my computer business in 1999 in Maine when we were living in a little town of Waldoboro, which is about an hour up the coast from Portland. And some of you might not know this, but here, this is how I started my computer business. I wasn't really planning to do this, but I was in a place of business locally there one day, and I went up to the counter to pay whatever I was buying. I think it was a print shop, and there was a note on the counter that somebody had written and left there, and it said, "I'm looking for someone to teach me how to use my computer." And I looked at that and I thought, well, hey, I could probably do that. So I wrote down this lady's phone number and gave her a call. And I ended up going over there and spending a couple of hours with her, just showing her how to use the computer and make it do what she wanted it to do. After that experience, I thought, well, you know, hey, this is probably something that I could do, at least on a part-time basis, because I really enjoyed it, and you know, I could make a little bit of extra money at it. So I started doing that, and it grew and grew, and actually, and then I started adding on more aspects of computer work, like computer repairs, computer upgrades, adding memory, creating websites, all kinds of stuff, and I was eventually able to do it, go into it full-time. It was kind of nice because this area that we lived in was a pretty rural area. There wasn't a lot of other businesses around, and in fact, I was the only computer business around, so I pretty much had a captive audience there and no competition, so it was pretty nice. But then in 2006, we moved back to Florida, so I pretty much had to start over because when we moved, all my clients stayed in Maine, which I really don't quite understand given the weather conditions up there. But I pretty much had to start over. But although I do still work with my clients up north quite a bit through my remote support service, I can log into their computer and fix things and do all kinds of stuff even though I'm not there in person. So I'm happy to be able to do that. So here's the question: why do a podcast? Well, I want you to get to know me better, and I want to get to know you better. A lot of you already are subscribing to my Monday morning email newsletter, but if you're not, it's something that you should definitely do. It's completely free, and I've been doing this for many years. Every Monday morning, I send out an email that will includes some kind of a computer tip or trick or a bit of security information, like how to be safe on Facebook, or maybe a computer shortcut, something that you didn't realize you could do to save some time. I'm really big on shortcuts and time saving. So that goes out every Monday morning. I also publish that on my blog, so you can see it right there in print. And my whole point with this is I want to provide useful information, but I want to get this reaction. I want you to say, wow, that's something I never knew. That's really cool. So that's what I try to come up with every week. And that's what's going to be on this podcast. So rather than just reading it on my blog, if you want to, you can listen to it in your car or while you're working out or when you're out walking or whenever. Anyway, I really, really thank you for listening. I promise I'm going to work hard every week to provide good quality content. And if you have ideas, and any ideas on something that you would like for me to talk about, some computer-related topic, I would love to hear from you. If you'd like to send me that information or those ideas, you can get in touch with me on my website, which is computertutorflorida.com. There's a contact form on there that you can submit, or you can send me an email. My email address is pctutor, that's T-U-T-O-R, @gmail.com. And if you look on the website, on the right-hand side, there's a button that says that you can click on that to send me a voicemail. So that way I can hear your voice just like you're listening to mine right now. So once again, thanks for being here, and I look forward to providing you with some great information that is useful as well as entertaining.
Well, that wraps up this episode of the Computer Tutor Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to contact me with a question, a comment, or a suggestion for a future topic, you're welcome to do so at my website, computertutorflorida.com. And while you're there, sign up for my free Monday morning email newsletter. If you have a computer problem, give me a call at 727-254-9078. In many cases, I can take care of a problem remotely, so it doesn't matter if you're here in Florida, up in Maine, or way out in California. I'd love to help. Thanks again for listening, and have a great week. God bless.